comes to mind is also is a message that Ajahn Sumedho got one time from Ajahn Chah. Ajahn Chah had come to England for a while. Normally he didn't write letters or even communicate very much at all. We were off in branch monasteries. We were not going to hear from Ajahn Chah, and even if you're off in England. So then it was a big deal for this monk. Oh, Ajahn Chah wants me to write a letter to Ajahn Sumedho. And actually, he said, well, Ajahn Sumedho, you're not going to believe this, but Lumpa decided he wanted to write you a letter, so he asked me to take his dictation. And then what Ajahn Chah said, whenever you have feelings of love or hate for anything whatsoever, these will be your aids and partners in building Bharami. The Buddha Dhamma is not to be found in moving forwards, nor in moving backwards, nor in standing still. This, Sumedho, is your place of non-abiding. So it's a bit paradoxical, but it's also an incredibly direct and beautiful description of how practice has to be held. Because using whatever reactions and proliferations and difficulties that one's experiencing, using it for developing Bharami. And then, yes, of course, you do put forth effort. Yes, you do relax. Yes, you do abide in stillness. But those aren't the essential essence of what we're doing. It's in letting go and relinquishing. Or staying with the knowing, just being with the knowing.